There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Rosie, I'm home.
Eric, llegué a casa.
Reality. Roz, I'm home.
Okay, Eric. ¿Qué pasó?
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
So we are back. This is our second episode after a little hiatus. How are you, Eric? ¿Cómo estás?
I'm doing okay. You can see I removed the random toy chest I had holding our microphone, but now I have a stack of books.
This we have is the ghetto setup. A little ghetto. Can you please build our little recording studio at our home?
That's what it's become. This whole quarantine has been, Eric, can you build this? Eric, can you get me
a make yourself useful. Eric, make yourself productive. This, that. Please. We need it. We need it. Anyway, so this episode, we're excited. This podcast, we are having this couple. They're so beautiful. They're cute. They are good people. They're good people. Is Alexa Vega y Carlos Peña. Don't give me 1 second. Oh, I'm setting it up.
Okay.
I'm setting it up. So Alexa Vega, she's been famous her whole life. She started acting when she was 4. And Carlos Peña, mega talented. He can sing. He can act. He's producing. He's everything. And they combined. They got married and they combined their names. So I want to open this topic. So they are Alexa Peña Vega, Carlos Peña Vega.
So you'd be Rosalind Sanchez Winter, which you are.
Yeah, but how do we mix?
I'd be Eric Sanchez Winter.
You'll be Eric, but let's make it cute, like Eric Winter
how can
Sanchez.
Make it cute? They didn't make it cute. Win they combined Sanch. Their names.
Win Sanch.
What?
Sanchwin?
Sanchwin? Win Sanch?
So if we combine the names, it'll be Rosalind Sanchez Winter. No, but I am.
I know.
It doesn't sound as cool as Peña Vega. You know what? Because they're both two syllable words, Peña Vega. They're both A-A-A-A, Peña Vega. Yeah, it's cool. Our last names are not cool.
Winter Sanchez. Santer. Rosalind Santer.
Santer. Oh, you're right. Santer.
Eric Santer.
You know what? We're changing the name of our production company from Lori Drive to Bella D. Bella meaning Isabella. D meaning Dylan. Dylan. But I like... Say that again. What was it again?
Bella D.
No, the name that you came up with right now.
I forgot it already.
Oh, you're joking.
Are you Santer?
Santer. Winter. Santer. Rosalind Santer. Do we like that?
Do we like Rosalind Santer?
Does it work for the business?
Why are you asking if I like Rosalind Santer? You should ask me if I like Eric Santer.
Eric Santer.
All about you. It's not all about you.
It's all about me. Eric Santer. No, it's kind of weird. Santer. It sounds like canter.
It's... Look, they...
What is canter?
Who?
A canter. That's a word, right? Canter? Yeah. What is a canter?
Why? What does it matter?
I don't know.
Santer.
I don't know. I'm weird. Anyway, so Rosalyn Sanchez Winter. So, yeah. So, basically, we're not going to change our names. We're not going to combine
if
our last names.
We're following their lead. We're changing our names. We're moving to Hawaii. We're doing all kinds of stuff. Could you move? You've been dying to move
out
of LA.
You can say any of that. You have to.
You've been dying to move out of LA. That's all right. They live in Hawaii. They used to live in LA.
They did,
Would you ever move?
From LA?
Out of LA.
100%. I tell you all the time. Mine is more of a tax issue. The California is so expensive, guys, that I have a big issue when tax season comes. Is it April? That you have to write that check back to the government. You know, they take so much of your savings, and I get it. You know what? The state needs it. You know, because they have to build and da, 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 da. I get all that, but it takes. They take so much that I tell you all the time. Like, I can't wait for Sabella to really continue this path of tennis. So
we can go to Florida.
So we can go to Florida and we don't have to, we pay less. And Florida is a beautiful place. And we can have a house five times bigger for less price than what we pay over here.
My voice just cracked. You feel it? Yeah. I just hit puberty. Five times?
Five times bigger. Yes, Eric. I want a big house.
You need five times bigger?
I need a 10 times bigger. Yes.
Oh, my God.
The bigger, the better.
Now we're broke because it was about a 10 times bigger house.
No, because it's cheap over there.
It's not cheap. Not that cheap.
I mean, it's cheaper than here. Anyways, so yeah. So basically, Alexa Peña Vega, Carlos Peña Vega, they're the guests. A married couple, both actors, like Eric and Ross. You know that Alexa...
Did you speak about yourself in...
I know, that was weird. What,
Eric and Ross?
That was weird, right? I made myself very important. Okay. And I'm nobody.
I wonder if Alexa does that.
Listen, Alexa, no. Alexa doesn't do that. That was ridiculous. But you know what I mean? You know what I meant to say? Anyways, you know that Alexa is a child star? She's been famous her entire life, you know?
Both of them started acting very young age.
You're right. And they're the cutest thing ever. They've been married since 2014. She is very well known because she did Spy Kids, the first one, the second one, the third one. And you know that franchise was humongous.
Carlos was in Big Time Rush.
She was part of the band. Yeah, so he's a musician. You know that Carlos is a triple threat. Carlo is a great dancer, actor, singer. He can do it all. So I love talented people. I love talented couples. So we are incredibly excited
to talk to them about their new project. Let's bring them on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows. Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
So guys, we are here. We gave you guys a beautiful introduction, but because we are big fans. Yes, we're big fans, and we love that you guys, it's kind of like similar, you know, married, both actors, we both have two kids. Dealing with life and insanity and quarantine. And,
we're just not in Hawaii.
We're not in Hawaii. How come you're in Hawaii? How is that? Why are you in Hawaii?
We had to add our beach chairs to our Zoom setup because I was like, I mean, technically, we're the only ones right now that we talk to that are in Hawaii. It's like, you know.
Now, which island are you on?
On Maui.
On Maui. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
And how many years has it been since you guys decided to?
3 years.
3 years.
Wow.
And why Hawaii?
You know, I'd been coming here for a while, and then when Alexa and I got together, I started bringing her, and I'd always dreamed of living on an island. The Caribbean seemed a little sketch. Like I would totally do it, but I felt like Hawaii was it's still part of the U.S. You know, it's we still have Costco. You know, we have Target, we have Walmart. So it's not like we're giving up everything to go live on an island. But you definitely get that island vibe here. So
yeah. You should have done Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is the Caribbean.
We don't have Costco, though.
Yeah, you don't have Costco. You have Sam's Club.
You're right, Alex.
You have Sam's Club.
You have Sam's Club. We don't have Target.
Sam's Club is good.
You're right. You lived in Puerto Rico. You told me that, Alexa, a while back.
I did. I used to live in Old San Juan, but I was little back then.
Yes.
And we visit there often. We do love Puerto Rico, but it's so far from here. I mean,
it's
that
far.
That's a 12-hour flight or something. Yeah. It's crazy pants. Yeah. And you guys know how it is with two kids. So.
And there's no nonstop. There used to be a nonstop, but Hawaii is definitely a better middle ground, especially if you're working, let's say, Vancouver, LA, any of those things. It's a much easier trip.
So you guys lived in LA, and then how was that conversation? Like, what was it
that
the spark that you're like, you know what? I think it's time to move. Like,
well, we had just had Ocean, our first kid, and we were just kind of, it's LA's. I mean, I'm not sure where you guys live. Are you guys in LA?
We're LA,
yes.
But yeah,
it's a crazy place to raise kids. I mean, it's a lot of work. I mean, you know, like raising kids is a lot of work, but raising kids in LA, like just educating them and showing them the different things and the culture, it was just crazy for us. So I came in the house one day and I said, hey, remember that conversation we had about moving to Maui? She's like, yeah. I was like, do you want to, should we do that? And she was like, yes. And I looked at her. I was like, wait.
Mind
wait, hold
you,
on.
He'd asked
like,
this many
I'm
times.
I'm like, wait, you just said yes?
Yeah. No argument?
Like, said yes. So then I left the house to go to the gym, and I got in my car, and I sat there, and I was like, hold up. Wait a minute. So then I went back inside, and I was like, if you tell me yes one more time, I'm going to get back in the car. I'm going to start making phone calls. And she's like, yes, let's do it. So I was like, okay, I'm leaving the house right now. If I leave this door, I'm going to make phone calls, and there's no turning back. And she's like, uh-huh. I was like, I'm giving you one more out.
He literally.
So I literally got in the car. I called our friend who's our realtor. I called our management team, our agents at the time. And I was like, we're moving to Maui. And everyone was like, you're crazy.
And
what did they say?
Really?
Yeah. And 3 months later, we here.
3 months.
Yeah.
And did your teams, like your management, everybody freak out when
they would? They thought we were crazy. They'd said that our career was over. We'd never work again.
Really?
I
mean, it wasn't that intense, but basically it was like, well, how are you going to take meetings? How are you going to talk?
Exactly. So how do you do it?
We Zoom.
Well, it's funny. Now we live in this Zoom world.
Yeah.
But, you know, before that, this wasn't necessarily the norm. But, you know, we would just send in self-tapes if there was a project that we liked. Thank God for Hallmark, because we worked with Hallmark so much that they really kept the roof over our head, and they kept
us
busy.
So, you know, that's the thing with Hallmark. Hallmark, when once they love you, And if you are effective, you know, when the movie comes out and the people respond, they keep employing you forever, you know, which is a great thing to have, you know. And, they're like, we have talked about it with, I talked about it with Alexa, like it's about beautiful content and positive and, and something that the whole family can watch, you know. Absolutely. So if you're following that path of, I'm just going to do things that I'm proud of and my kids can enjoy, then Hallmark is a great place to be.
Yeah,
you know?
Hallmark is great. Awesome. And you guys work together.
We did a Hallmark
movie
together.
With a taste of summer.
that was the first time we ever acted together in something.
And that was the first time?
First time. We produced something that she had acted in and we produced together, but I was strictly behind the camera and that was it. And that was still intense, but never fully opposite each other.
Was it awesome, or were there like new things to navigate for the two of you?
No, we enjoyed it. Yeah,
we had a lot of fun. We thought it was great. We work very differently, which we found. Just prepping for a scene, like I goof off all the time, and I'm having it depends on the subject matter.
Oh my
but like
God.
You know, it's Hallmark. Yes. It was chill, so I was just having a blast.
You were just impossible.
See.
Whatever.
I was getting the makeup crew in trouble, the wardrobe in trouble. I was getting everybody in trouble.
Because he becomes a clown and he thinks that he's so funny. and everybody's like, he's like not allowing anybody to concentrate. I'm concentrating. I'm doing work. I'm thinking about my freaking accent. He's
like, why are you so serious?
I need to be very clear.
This is fantastic. So good. Yes.
How do you guys? Really?
You know what I love though? It's such a relaxed atmosphere. I mean, there's really like, there's no high stakes, so no one is like, we just spent $200 million on this movie and everything has to be perfect. And it's just like, hey, let's make something really fun and really awesome.
And shoot it in 15 days.
And shoot
so
it
go.
50, I know.
That's the
in only
pressure right. is the time. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, and for, you know, any actors out there, like how many times that we had to give up our turnaround just because we had, you know, it's just like, hey, listen, I know that we owe you 12-hour turnaround, but
we got to hit the ground running.
Yeah, we're giving up 2 or 3 hours on the front end just to get it done. But it's so awesome. I mean, you know, they're so family oriented. Like all our kids come to set since. Yeah. Okay, listen, this is a tip. I mean, I don't know if you guys already do this, but the last few movies we started saying, hey, listen, instead of getting us two separate trailers, just get us one big one. Like just one big trailer.
Yep.
And then the kids come to set, the nanny's there. It's like we have like a little
setup,
house,
like a little playground for them. Exactly.
And it's, I mean, you know, you don't get like your space to kind of just like chill, but it becomes like our like home away from home, and the kids love it. And
should we do that next time? Should we do one trailer?
So listen, you got to do it.
I might want my space.
No,
I might be like, you know what?
Not sure.
Because you go in and you see.
Did you go with the kids?
It really is exciting.
We're going to ask for that. Give me a big trailer and we'll bring the whole family.
Just one big old one. And honestly, they were actually like, yeah, it's actually cheaper for us. I was like, dude, I'll take it all the time. One big one. And we had a fridge in there. These guys had
how many movies you've done for Hallmark now?
Oh, probably 5 or 6.
Together, all of them?
Yeah, so we have a mystery. Oh my gosh, I see my
so it's
my
a series
right here.
I told him he could have the chocolate.
He's literally looking at the chocolate.
8:30
Evan,
in the morning.
He's grabbing it and looking at us like, "Can I?"
Oh, Sean quiere chocolate.
But we have a mystery franchise with them called Picture Perfect Mysteries.
Okay. But is it a series?
Yeah,
it's like a series.
Yeah. So a series of mystery movies that we got to create with them, and you know, it's such a, I mean, you guys know it's very rare to have such a collaborative effort on projects. Sometimes you just get hired as the actor and you go in and then you leave and that's it. Hallmark. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're you know, helping executive produce. We're doing this. It's our ideas. We're all working together. And it's so rare in this business. Mm-hmm. So for us,
completely.
We really just love that they allow our voice to be heard, which I think, you know, especially
now
in this time.
Well, you also love the
other
side of it too. Yeah. Like you enjoy acting, but you love filmmaking.
Yeah. I would rather be on the backside. I'm like, you know, being on the front and, you know, like in the limelight, what do they call it? Yeah, right. In limelight. It's cool, but I'd rather be on the backside and let her do all the work.
That's
well, one of the benefits is that you guys get to go together and take the kids, take the family and be all in one place,
right.
Which people don't always understand. It's so difficult when you're trying to have a family, have kids, and one actor or one, you know, family member has to obviously go out from work. You don't see everybody. So when you can keep the family together and take these, for weeks.
So you guys are only working together, right?
Well,
or
we,
can you just go and do something that and Alexa stays or vice versa?
So if Alexa's doing a project, I won't take anything and I'll go with her.
Got it.
So like, I can't imagine being like, hey, have fun on your 6-week movie. You know, I'll see you later. You know, and same, you know, same for her. So we try really hard to just, you know, keep it together. Sometimes things overlap.
Well, we did that in the beginning of our relationship before we got married. And we just realized it's tough because we're always growing, right? So we learn like new things about ourselves constantly. So emotionally you're changing, like just so many things. Oh, sorry, man down.
It's okay.
emotionally you're changing so much that when you come home, you're a little different and your spouse is also a little different. So if you're not constantly keeping that relationship up and working on it, you're going to come back and it's two different people. And that's why it's so important that you're growing together. So for us, we just, after, you know, being apart for 6 weeks, cause he was on tour for a while and, you know, I was filming and it just got a little crazy that we decided, okay, we can't do this anymore. Like if we're really putting our relationship in front of our business, we actually have to show that. And that just trickled obviously into our marriage. And then it became even more evident when we became parents. We don't want kids that didn't grow up with parents or didn't grow up with one parent because, you know, either I take the kids or he stays here with the kids. That's tough. I would much rather them experience the world, travel with both parents. We all learn and grow together. And then we get to come back to home base, which is this awesome island. So and that works for us.
No, I love that's it. Beautiful. And we always try to learn about this sort of thing because it's, you know, we've been married for 10 years and it's just like the juggling act of it all
with
kids. And our oldest is going to be 9. She's 8 and a half now. So it's, we're always trying to figure out this ebb and flow. What do you guys do with schooling? Now, your oldest is how old?
He's 3.
He's only 3.
So like, you're still in that sweet spot.
So you're not at school.
So you don't have to worry about it right now. Are you guys going to homeschool? Because that would be my next question.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That was a big conversation. There's a school. So a couple of our best friends work at a school out here and it's a Christian school. And I mean, awesome. Very small classes. And we were actually going to send Ocean for like pre-K. And then when all of this stuff started happening, that's in the world right now. And just the way that the world is and now the schools and this, I think now more than ever, we're just kind of on this homeschool track where it's like, we travel anyways, we live on an island. You know, thankfully our work allows us to be home with them. So why not educate ourselves so we can educate them?
Well,
and that could change tomorrow. You know, my kid is my 3-year-old, as you probably know, the 3-year-olds are crazy. And
we might need a break.
I might need a break.
You
know what? Since we moved out here, we've developed a fantastic community. So the kids are around kids all the time. You know, they get that community and they don't even have to be in school. But then the other thing that I love is I grew up on sets. I started acting when I was almost 4 years old. So for me, I only grew up with set tutors and I would go to school for a little bit, but it was mainly a one-on-one education, which was super great, super, super helpful. And if I think about my kids, as long as they have community and they could still play sports and get a fantastic education, that's what it's about. And if it's sending them to school, then that's what we're going to do. But if it's, you know, a tutor and they still get their community, you know, I feel like that would work best for us in the season that we're in.
Yeah. That's great. No, and the timing.
You're making me think about why don't we move to Hawaii? Let's go to an island. I hate paying taxes in this city.
Listen,
this city's awful.
All you gotta do is say yes.
Yes. This time, I'm gonna be suggesting it. What do you think about?
Listen, food.
Can we move?
Food is a little more expensive,
but we're growing everything ourselves.
But so. Property tax is way cheaper. So
I know.
Oh, like a fourth of the price. Right?
It's crazy. I mean, California.
Are you growing things yourself? Like you have like a garden and you're growing things yourself?
Yeah. So we're starting to do all that.
We have baby chicks for our own eggs. We get thousands of avocados.
Yeah, we
thousands.
Have all these avocado trees on the property.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you know it's made me appreciate just, you know, food in general. I'm just like, wow, it takes so long to grow something. Yeah. And you know, like, you know, we go to the store and we're like, okay, done, goodbye, yeah. Man. You know, sometimes these like vegetables take you know weeks, months, and you're just like, oh, and then you cut it up and you eat it.
And it's gone. Yeah. There's more appreciation for sure.
Yeah. Your life is fascinating. I'm going to be thinking about you guys now, obsessing about you guys for months, because it's so fascinating what the decision you guys made. We're going to leave and we're just going to keep everything simple, and the simplicity is going to be so rewarding, and we still can work and we still can accomplish our dreams and raise children. Wow. And yeah. Travel and going back to basics. It's incredible, especially for me, because I come from an island. You know what I mean? Like, I know, even though Puerto Rico is very Americanized, you know, if you want to call it, but it's still an island, and I still have the island fever, and I feel so different from so many people. You know what I mean? Here in the States, because I, even though I've been here half of my life, I'm from an island this big. Yeah. You know what I mean? So my 100%. Upbringing was so much simple. And so I'm very comfortable going back to that.
We'll see. I'd be curious if she. I don't think she could tough it out, but I'd be curious to try.
I don't know if I can.
I could tough it out. I don't think she could tough it out.
Just find a place that has a Costco, and then you're good. Yeah.
With me, it would be just like, how do I manage? How am I gonna maneuver? Working, you know, like directing, yeah. Acting, like that would be my only thing.
We still talk about that every single day. I mean, especially now with what's going on in the world, I'm like, what do we do? Like,
but I have to say, I appreciate the travel, because if we didn't have to travel for work, I think I would get island fever. I think after a while, I'd be like, I need a change of pace. And the fact that we have to travel to different cities for work, we get to go visit different cultures. That to me is like, okay, that's satisfying in itself. Sorry, guys. That when I come back home, you know, it's refreshing to come home, because it's a total different pace than everywhere else that I've just been.
Yeah,
totally.
Okay, let's talk about.
Well, I want to talk about one thing that we touched on before we were actually recording. We were conversing about is that you two, and I had no idea, are both massive gamers. And you game together.
Yeah, I mean,
together.
We're not great, but
no, but you guys like have gaming. A setup, and people can't see this. Yeah. You have mics. You have this whole TV setup. You guys are gaming together.
Yeah.
Who was a gamer first?
I mean, for sure me. And then, you know, we're always trying to find things that we can do together that will both, you know, like just kind of grow our marriage, you know, just things that like we can like, cause you know, she has the things that she likes that I really don't care for. Like I love food, but I hate cooking. She loves cooking. Right. So I don't really connect. Like I'll try to cook with her, but I have no patience for it. With the gaming, I said, hey, listen, I have two Xboxes. Can we just try?
I can't believe this. I can't believe
it. And man, like, let me tell you, we sit down every night. So we play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And we play Plunder, which is like basically you go down in teams of three or four and you get you collect money, but people can kill you, and then they collect your money. So you don't want to die, and it's first team to a million. So it's like this awesome, like ever-changing game. Like it's never the same.
We try to keep the kids out of the room when we play.
Yeah. So our team, though, it's me, Alexa, and then one of my best friends and his 9-year-old son, who is actually
the nine-year-old's
amazing, and it's really
The responsibility you need, you're putting on yourself, Alexa. You're playing against a 9-year-old. That is amazing.
I'm going to stand and put the mic up here for a second.
That's fine.
Let me tell you.
I want to talk about, tell us.
The 9-year-old is ridiculously good, and we need him on our team or else we don't win. And the other week, he got in trouble, and his parents took away his Xbox for a week. And I saw him, and I went, how selfish of you, man. Did you not think about your team who needed you? Why did you talk back to your mom? And
that
he was like, I'm
funny.
Sorry. I was like, dude, we need you. So we didn't win for a whole week. And then when he came back, those you know, first places started coming in.
That's amazing. I want to talk about Mighty Oak, another collaboration that you guys did together. Are you producing this one?
Yeah, actually. This is another thing that we did together about a year and a half ago. Sean McNamara, I'm not sure if you guys have worked with him, but he's one of the greatest.
No, I know who he is, but we haven't worked with him.
Like such, I mean, if you ever get the opportunity, he's got the best heart. We did a movie back in the day called Spare Parts with him. And it was awesome. It was this like true story about these young undocumented Latin American kids who who basically build this underwater robot and go and compete against MIT and like all this stuff. And they
beat all these college.
True story.
Oh my God,
it's,
no way.
It's incredible. So we met Sean back then, and her and I had just gotten engaged. So then jump to, you know, 6 or 7, 8 years later, Sean calls us. You know, we stay in touch, but he calls us out of nowhere, and he's like, I got another project, you know, are you guys interested? And we're like, dude, let's do it. And he's one of those directors who always keeps, you know, like people, like he keeps working with the same people. So yeah. When we got to work with him last February, March, or like last year, man, he brings such a great vibe. The story was so cool. The main kid, Tommy Reagan, he is the most incredible kid guitar player I've ever witnessed in my life.
So a prodigy. You guys find a prodigy.
I mean, yeah. He is just incredible. His dad actually is the one who kind of curated the story, and the dad actually made his son audition for the movie. And then when they brought Sean on board, Sean actually auditioned the kid like again too, to make sure that the kid could do it. So he's a real talent. It was his first movie. I mean, he really killed it. And we had so much fun making it. It's a small movie, but a lot of heart.
Those are fun.
Do you play the mom, Alexa? You play his mom?
I do. I play Tommy's mom. And, you know, depending on your perspective, Valerie can look like a drug addict, but really she is battling lupus and she doesn't have the funds to get the proper medication. So she kind of takes these extreme measures to try to heal herself and take care of herself and take care of her son. So that's why you see this fantastic relationship between Oak and Valerie, because they have such a special bond. He just wants to take care of his mom. He loves her so much. But from everybody else's point of view, they just think she's a mess and a drug addict. So it's really interesting to see what people like, because some people will watch a movie and they'll go, oh my gosh, she was a terrible drug addict mom. And other people will be like, no, not at all. She was a sick mom. Like, she actually had problems. Yeah. But it just depends on your perspective when you watch it. So it's really cool.
Interesting.
Now, are you guys, now I know that movie obviously is based around a band and music. Are you, Carlos, I know you were in a band. Alexa, are you musically inclined as well? Do you?
This is the saga that we always talk about. So I am, when you are married to a gifted, talented singer, the most embarrassing thing to do is to attempt to sing in front of them. So I have had to sing in the past, and it has gone well.
She was on Broadway. I'm not a singer.
You can sing.
Broadway. Yeah, that's what I. She was in Hairspray.
I haven't had to sing in a very long time.
No, but you sing then. If you did Broadway, you sing. Sailing.
Sure.
You're fine.
You're fine.
You're better than me. I can't. You can sing. I can't sing.
No, Eric can sing. I sing. I'm all right.
That's love.
I wish I was better. I love singing though. You can. Can you carry a note? I remember when you auditioned, there was a pilot years ago when I first met you.
I've had 3 jobs that required singing, and I don't consider myself a singer at all.
It was comical.
But I got the jobs. That's what's crazy.
How the heck did you get the job?
I did a pilot for CBS. It was going to a series called Viva Laughlin that was all singing. And Hugh Jackman produced it. And it was everybody had to sing. It was way before all these singing shows came out. Yeah. Show got canned really fast. But I had to audition and sing Ain't No Stopping Us Now in front of Hugh Jackman and all of CBS. I'm not a singer at all. I never have sang in my life.
That's when you met Eric Vitro.
And then went to the vocal coach.
The vocal coach. He trained me for the whole thing. Eric is the reason I booked Hairspray. Because Eric,
he's the reason I booked my job.
He's amazing. Met Eric Vitro.
I know.
Unreal.
And you got it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I naturally, you know, had a gift of music and could play instruments and do all that. We're trying to push piano on our daughter because you played. And I want her to have some instrument. That's one of my biggest regrets as a kid, is always going, no.
Oh, my God. We saw this thing 2 days ago. It's a Netflix docuseries. What is the name of it? That they showcase a band. And it's like a 1 hour special.
It was about One Direction.
And it's so funny because I'm not too much into bands.
It's a band. It's One Direction.
Yeah, they showcase this one band. Then we realize
this one band. But fuck, no, listen to me. So I know the hits, right? But I didn't know the name. There was One Direction. I don't know what they look like. I don't know anything about bands. And I'm obsessed with the series. I'm obsessed with One Direction now. I'm madly in love with, what is his name?
I forgot his, the lead singer.
Harry.
Harry.
Harry no. Stiles. No. You're in love with
no,
Harry.
No. I said One Direction, One Republic.
One Republic.
Oh, sorry. My God. One Republic.
What the heck?
We're a mess.
That's why Alexa and I kind of both like, ooh, interesting.
For the episode right
now. You know your parents when.
It's one something. Ryan Tedder.
Ryan Tedder. You what? Dude, they listen, thought I was I talking about Ryan One Tedder Direction.
Story. That's my fault.
You know what? My band worked with Ryan Tedder.
Are you allowed to say this story?
Yeah, yeah. Why? Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Ryan Tedder.
We went to his house in Colorado. I'm not sure if it's his house now.
So he doesn't live here.
He had a house in Colorado. That's
okay.
All I know.
Okay.
And we recorded a song that we did called Music Sounds Better, and we sampled it, and he built this whole song and all this stuff. But we go down into his studio. Like, he gets us in his house. We go into this like basement thing, like the most gorgeous studio I've ever seen. And I'm just
really?
Like, I'm like, dude, this is in your house? This is like underground in your house? I mean, guys, I mean, this is probably 10 years ago, 8 years ago, but it was absolutely stunning.
Is he nice? Everywhere. Is he good?
Yeah,
people?
I mean, from my experience, he was great. But it was only that one, you know, session. But I'll never forget being like, this is your home. Like, you
really?
Basically that look down the stairs.
Is a genius. And it was,
oh, man. Oh,
if you look, I didn't realize how many artists he's written for.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote Halo.
Yeah,
he has written for everybody. He's incredible.
Songs, like, Adele?
And can I tell
that's
you something?
That's why he can afford that house.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I still tell him, listen, songwriting, that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, that's the gift. You need to be able to write your songs.
Oh,
but we're telling all this because you are like a triple threat, and you're a musician, you know, and then do all the things. And you too, Alexa, you can sing. You did Broadway. And I'm thinking, you know, we're pushing really hard for Sabella to continue her piano, you know, and I play piano for many years. And as a kid, it's hard to keep them focused, and you know, because they get bored, and I'm bored. I don't want to be piano. Like, instruments are not the most exciting, creative thing, even though they are. You appreciate it later in life. When you're six and you're seven, you're eight, you're like, oh, I have to go to, I need an hour of playing. It's work, right? So I saw this documentary, this docuseries, and all those guys, there's five members, right? And they show pictures of them as kids when they're four, five, six. They're already playing piano. They're playing instruments. They're cultivating that gift, you know, and they study. And and they all said, we didn't want to do it. Thank God for my parents that said, no, you're playing piano and you're doing this, you know? I played for so many years, and just to bug my mom, I stopped. Because I was bored. I'm bored. And my mom begged me saying, you're going to regret it. Mm-hmm. Later in life, you're going to call me saying, why did I stop, mom? Why did you allow me to stop? But it was more like an act of rebellion, you know?
Yeah.
I remember having a piano, beautiful piano. I grew up with a piano. My brother plays beautiful. And I will walk by the piano and not even look at it, just to bug her. You know what I mean? Because I was like, I'm not doing it. And then I moved to LA. I rented my first house in Lookout Mountain, you know, Laurel Canyon.
Yep.
And I thought it was, I made it. And I had a big screen TV, a little sofa, a bed. It was a three level house that I rented, but I didn't have money to pay for the furniture, but I rented the house. But it was so important to me to have my grand piano, right? Yeah. And I got myself a grand piano because I play piano, and I will sit down and not be able to play shit. And it was devastating.
You're like,
devastating.
I play this.
Like playing the same thing that and I'm going, my mom was right. So that documentary, first of all, I didn't know that One Republic. Oh my God, I was going to say One Direction again. That One Republic was such an incredible band, and their stories and their journey, and seeing those kids, all of them, play instruments as children. And now they become megastars. They don't have to become a megastar, but just being able to have that gift of like picking up a guitar, picking up a piano, you know, like any instrument. It was amazing. So we need to push our kids to do that.
You know, I think as kids, it's you don't see the value in things, right? But then as adults, like I know for me, my parents traveled us as kids like crazy. I mean, we would go everywhere. I vividly remember being 15 and going up the Leaning Tower of Pisa, right? And I'm just like, why the heck am I doing this? I'd rather be back at home with my friends, right? I was literally in like the other side of the world, seeing amazing things, experiencing different food, different culture. And all I wanted to do was be back home with my friends.
That's amazing.
Now at 30, I'm like, man, I'm not going to spend all this. Like, I have to spend all this money just to go over there. Like I didn't appreciate the value of it as a kid. And I wish I did, because I don't feel like I truly experienced it. Right. So now, yeah. Now I have to go back to experience it again. And, you know, now with all the stuff and the cost and this, I'm like, man, I wish as a kid, there were so many things that I didn't appreciate that I'm trying to get our kids to appreciate.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're 3 years old, but I'm like, dude, you're like, look how you get to grow up. Like, this is awesome. You know, just trying again, like you said, just force them now. So that hopefully when they're our age,
yes.
they're like, well, that was great, you know?
Exactly.
You guys are doing a lot of things right and that we can learn from. So it's great.
We're going to be having some conversations because of the Peña Vega family.
I love your story. Yeah. I love your story. We'll soon be your neighbors.
I know.
I love your leaps of faith. And
yes, congrats on all
the. Thank you for joining us for the podcast and being a part of this.
I'm Mighty Oak. Tell me where they can see it. It's available on Amazon.
Amazon and a couple other streaming platforms. I think Amazon's the big one. Oh, and Apple TV, you know.
And Apple TV.
Dango now. Lex had a whole list. You know, there's so many streaming platforms now, which is great, because I'm like, hey, do you guys need an actor to do some work? But it's it's also awesome to, like, you know, be able to get so much content out to everyone.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I just think that we're in a world of content. So content is king. So just, you know, keep on making awesome stuff. And thank you guys for doing this, you know, awesome podcast that's just full of positivity. And
thank you guys. Blessings and keep doing what you're doing. It's beautiful. And good luck and success with Mighty Oak. And there are many things you're gonna produce together.
Well, hopefully we all get together too.
I know. Let's do something.
We get to Maui. We'll be there.
Yes. We'll do some gaming. You know, we can show you. No.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. Good day. Bye.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
So that was really refreshing. Thank you, Alexa Peña Vega, Carlos Peña Vega, and please watch Mighty Oak. We're gonna watch that tonight. I saw the trailer and I enjoyed it.
So we led into our interview with them about your big talk of I want a 10 times bigger house and blah, 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 blah. They left and went to Hawaii, and the simplicity and the beauty of growing your own garden and just...
Okay, let me tell you something. You're assuming, let me tell you something.
You ain't going to go to Hawaii and have simplicity. You're going to want a freaking... You think you have a palace.
No, you're getting it twisted. You're wrong. Listen, I talked to Alexa a couple of months back because, as you know, I wanted Alexa for this movie that I'm directing. Alexa doesn't want to, because of COVID and family, she wants to take a little bit of a pause and not work, have to leave Hawaii until 2021 when things with COVID get a little better. And I respect that 100%. But when I was talking to Alexa, we were talking about the material and we're getting to know each other, and it was a beautiful conversation. She said to me, listen, you pay so much less. Like, they lived here in, I think it was Encino. I don't know. I think it was the Valley. And she said that the house that we have over here is so much bigger and much cheaper than what we had in LA, which was a beautiful home, but this is like a different deal. So you're assuming they have this little tiny place.
No, I didn't say anything about
tiny.
You're
assuming that.
I didn't say tiny.
So by me saying,
you want this big lavish thing. Did I use
the word lavish at all? That came out of your mouth, not my mouth. I'm saying I want
space.
You said
I want 10 times bigger.
I can have something 10 times bigger that still looks simple. The problem is my house is not going to be simple. That doesn't mean that I cannot have,
you're
going to
have your gardening and all that stuff.
But Eric, yes, I can have a freaking palace and still have gardening and chickens and piggies, and that we're not going to eat. Actually, I don't eat eggs, so that's lost. And I don't want to eat pig.
Island life, even with a nice
home. I want to have herbs and plantains and oranges.
Island life with a nice home, I still feel it feels more
like a beautiful hacienda. No, you're out of your mind.
And relaxed.
I want a beautiful hacienda style island, little palace with gardens and fountains and a beautiful pool and the river crossing by. Why can't I just dream? If it's cheaper over there and it's possible,
it's not that much cheaper.
What do you mean?
It's not like it's pennies on the dollar. It's cheaper, but it's not like you're.
Where
gonna
can we go? Where can we go that is pennies on the dollar?
You can go to Puerto Rico in the mountains and find like something where you're away from everybody.
So I want to go to Puerto Rico. Let's freaking listen, no, Robbie Rosa. You know Menudo, the band Menudo. Robbie
I'm
Rosa
about in the mountains, away from everything.
Robbie Rosa, excuse me. People, Menudo, you know Menudo, right? Menudo, súbete a mi moto. Menudo was a world-known band where Ricky Martin came out of. So we have Robbie Rosa. Robbie Rosa was probably the very, very, the most talented. They were all talented. Don't get me wrong. I love all Menudos. I love you, Ricky. But Ricky Rosa was... Robbie Rosa is incredibly talented, and he went back to Puerto Rico, lives in a mountain, he makes coffee and he makes weed and da-da-da-da, and he went back to a simple life, but it's still a beautiful hacienda. You know what I mean?
I want to see you do simple. That's what I want to see.
Because my simple is not your simple. My definition
simple
of simple
is not simple.
Oh, God, whatever.
Okay.
Anyways, are we moving back to Puerto Rico at some point
or not? I want Carlos and Alexa's setup. I'll go to Hawaii.
You don't know their setup.
I'm sure it's a nice home, and you got the gardening.
Alexa, call me, please. Stuff.
I want a simple life setup on an island. I want peace, tranquility.
I'm going to go to Architectural Digest. I'm going to look at some magazines for inspiration. I'll do an inspiration board.
I want simplicity. That's what I want.
Like, what do you mean?
I want just a chill life, not over the top.
So you think that a 10,000 square feet house is over the top?
Out of your mind.
I can keep it
out
simple.
Out of your mind. Out of your mind.
You want to furnish it with IKEA furniture?
I'm good to go to Hawaii with their setup. I don't know their exact setup.
I'm going to go to Puerto Rico.
It seems to me chill.
I'm going to go to Puerto Rico with Robbie Rosa setup.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll talk about this next time.
I love you.
I love you.
Subscribe to He Said Ella Dijo on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.